The first thing that I encountered is when I saw my grandfather, his own son. I grew up in that abusive state for years. So I remember even times I had to sleep at school. My father was worse than him. He even tried to sacrifice me for money rituals. I met that lady that falsely accused me for rape. They wanted to rape me in prison. So
because you were accused of rape.
And I saw a rainbow attached to my body and attached to heaven by the Spirit of God. Immediately, I sensed such true power entering inside of me. Angels' wings came out of me.
Yeah.
So, but after that, when I look again on my right hand, I saw demon manifesting.
I've been through the most. Been through the most.
Hola there, Sand fam, and welcome to yet another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Sand Twins TV. Whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify, welcome. We are so honored that you've made time to join us today. Thank you to everyone who is helping us reach our target of 500,000 subscribers. That is 500,000 subscribers right here on YouTube. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is just to click on that button. We are well on our way there because you, SandFam, understand the vision and appreciate the content, you know, that is being brought to you week after week. Let's reach our target by the end of 2025. We can do it. So all of us, if you are not yet a subscriber, please do it right now. Click on that button and join the Sand Fam. Of course, while you're watching the episode, we look forward to your feedback in the comment section down below. Do not watch without commenting because this episode is for you and we want to know your thoughts. We want to know what you're thinking. Do you know someone who's been through it, or have you personally encountered it? Or maybe you have a suggestion about the episode from the guest perspective or their experience. We look forward to all of that. And of course, if you have a story and you want to sit on the hot seat, the email address is down below. We go through our emails, and if your story qualifies, you'll definitely be getting a call from one of our team members inviting you to sit on the hot seat. Let's get into our story today.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for making time to come and share your story. Please introduce yourself to our audience at home. Tell us who you are, where you come from, how you grew up, and what brings you here today.
Thank you very much. My name is Apostle K. Mahajane.
Wow.
I originate from Ottosdal, but currently residing in Rustenburg.
Oh.
Yes, I'm married. I'm an author. Just wrote my first book, The Fear Within Me.
Sure.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
The book is going to come out on the 20-something of September next month.
Amen.
By the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a father. I'm a motivational speaker. I do a lot of things by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. And what brings you here today? Because nobody sits on that seat unless they have a story and they've been through something.
Yes, I have a story to tell. First, I'm going to talk about my background.
Yes.
Secondly, I'm going to talk about what God has done through my life. Thirdly, demonic encounters.
Sure.
Fourthly, encounters with angel.
Wow.
Fifth, and then I'm going to elaborate on territorial powers.
Yo.
The final, it will be an offer that the devil gave me so that I can sell my soul to him and make me rich. So
just
I have
that alone,
a lot.
I'm like, I know, like all of that one person.
Yes.
Yo, you can go ahead. Apostle.
Okay. I was conceived by two cousins, my father and my mother. There were two cousins. My father visited our family. I don't know what happened.
But you came about.
But I came about.
Yo.
After I came about, I stayed with my mom. But my mom was young.
Okay.
Because obviously it was a statutory.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I stayed with my mom. As my mom grew, the first thing that I encountered is when I saw my grandfather, his own son. Mm. His own son for the lobola of my mother. That was the first pain that I've seen in my life.
And like it happened in real life?
Yes, it happened in real life. I remember it very clearly.
How old were you?
I was around seven years old.
That is so traumatic.
I watched him while he was bleeding on a couch. Mm. Because my uncle was that calm person who likes to sleep each and every time. So after the negotiations, the money was in his pocket. Mm. So I don't know what happened. My grandfather did not request it nicely. He just took a knife and stabbed him. That's what that was it.
In the house, just like that.
In the house, and people were celebrating. All of a sudden, it was tears.
From lobola
to traumatic,
a corpse in the house.
To a corpse in the house. So that is how my life began. Actually, my life began with all pains since I was born. And I did not understand what was happening to me, but I will explain it later.
Okay.
And after that, he survived. Mm. He was not sentenced to prison. He never went to prison because my other uncle beat him a lot. So it became... beat the grandfather. So it became an evidence that it was self-defense. That's why he killed him. He killed him out of the self-defense because they saw...
How the grandfather looked.
How the grandfather looked.
Okay. Was that a plan?
I don't know.
But that was the story that played out.
That was the story. I think that's what they planned to defend so that he can come out of prison.
But you know the truth because, of course, you saw it.
Everybody saw it. Everybody knows. The sad part of it is that my grandmother, she was the one that defending him at court.
Wow.
And the same person that after that, he started to abuse my grandmother. So I grew up in that abusive state for years.
Yo.
I grew up, that's why I'm saying I was jumping from one pain to the other. After the death of my uncle, we moved to the location because we were staying in farm. And when we got there to the location, I started school and everything went worse.
Mm.
His anger, his rage.
So he was a violent person?
He was a violent person because even my uncle testified that even before we were born.
He was like that?
He was like that. He was beating everyone. He was beating them. He was beating my grandmother.
Oh,
each and every day I will hear blows at night.
Oh.
She will beat my grandmother each and every day. When I cry out, he will come and beat me. The only way for me to survive was to, if I hide, if I sleep under the bed, so that when he come drunk sometimes, he can't see me.
Sure.
Or sleep in a wardrobe. Or something, or hide outside until he fall into deep sleep. But the problem was when he wake up in the middle of the night, all the trouble will start over because I will hear my grandmother screaming, calling her with a lot of names that I cannot mention now. All those names. So I grew up...
She enjoyed a lot, eh? Grandmother.
My grandmother, she's the strongest woman ever. Even today, I'm sitting thinking, how did this woman survive?
Yes.
Because what he did to my grandmother and to me inflicted too much pain inside of me.
Oh, yes.
That it took me years to heal
from
it. What about my grandmother? Because he had to enjoy it for the rest of her life.
And she was immediate to him.
Yes.
I mean, he was immediate because... She was obviously married to him.
Mm. Yes.
So she suffered it directly.
Every day, every
the
night.
The emotional and physical.
The physical abuse, the swearing, the punches.
You
are useless, you are nothing. And then when I come in there, what do you want in this house? Get out. Sometimes I'll be chased away.
For no reason.
For no reason. I remember one day he chased me away. I was around 8 years old or 10 years. I don't remember. And it, when I left the house, it heavily rained in the middle of the night.
You're a child.
I had to walk in the rain. I didn't even have shoes because they were not buying me anything. Walking with sandals, and then the other sandals, I lost it along the way. So I had to leave all sandals and walk on the rain, trying to find a place to sleep.
And you're so young.
And I'm so young. Imagine.
That's damaging.
Even clothes, he did not buy me clothes. Mm-mm. Even when I travel with schools, I will ask him, please give me something.
Yes.
He will say no. He does not have money. Or that is how I grew up. I had to grow up everything that I have. Even from the beginning, I bought it with my own money.
What from a painful upbringing. Because now I'm thinking it's by the grace of God that today you are married and you're a father. Because
that mostly picture that you saw.
The picture you saw, like, do you understand? Your reference of marriage, your reference of a home, your reference of fatherhood and love, it's all by the grace of God, because you didn't learn that from experiencing it. You had to build your own narrative of what a family should be.
It took me a lot of years to understand what is family.
Yes.
It took me a lot of years, because family to me, it was, that's why I wrote the book, A Fear Within Me. Because I was always in fear. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was always in fear, so I did not understand love.
That was your normal. Fear was just like evident every day.
Every day. Because a fear of, what if I'm sitting watching TV, then I'm wrong.
Yo.
What if I'm washing even the dishes? I'm wrong on doing that. So all those things made a very, very impact in my life and left too many scars in my heart. So it was a painful upbringing. So I remember even times I had to sleep at school. I had to sleep, run away, and then jump the fence of the school so that I can sleep. Because there was a class there that the door was not right. So I had to go there and sleep there. Sometimes I'll spend most of my time in the forest trying that the time should pass so that he will sleep, so that I can come back home.
Imagine feeling safer in some forest than home.
It was when I started to grow up. That's when I decided I don't want to be in this environment. I started hanging around with wrong friends.
Yes.
Because now it was difficult for me to stay around him, because he will do something or he will say something. So imagine a person with that upbringing, you are full of hate, you are full of anger, you are full of revenge.
Yeah.
All you want to do is to, because what I was scared, to become like him. I didn't want to become like
him.
Because eventually in my upbringing it affected me in certain relationships. But by the grace of God, God managed to draw me out of those things in power of the Holy Spirit. So it was very difficult, but it did not end there. On that state, when I started to grow up, I started to look for my father, thinking that things will be better when I find my father.
Oh, you found him?
Yes, but things got worse, because he was worse than him. My father was worse than him. He even tried to sacrifice me for money rituals. My father, I could not even tell you what kind of a man he was. He hated his children. He hated me.
Why?
With passion. I don't know why. I believe when I was conceived, there was confliction between two families.
Okay. Because they were cousins.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's because you're so close to, I mean, it's like our kids.
Yes, they're
your
cousins.
Your kids and my kids having a child together.
and then you separate, you start to the generational family now. War.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you are a reminder
game as well, and a reminder also.
I was a reminder of that.
Whew.
What was happening, because I was shocked. I was hated by my father, hated by my grandmother, hated by my relatives.
Yo.
I don't know what is happening. When I go to my father's side, I'm wrong. When I come this side, I'm wrong. The only person that kept me closer to her heart, it was my mother and my grandmother.
Mm.
So it was a problem from jumping from one problem to another. Jumping from one problem to another. And I said, many times, because each and every time I'll go to the forest, I will ask God, what is happening? What is happening with my life? What is happening? Why am I living such a painful life? Because I will watch my friends.
Exactly.
When they go home, they are welcomed.
There's love.
There is light. You know, the light is there. You see them glowing. You see them when they wear nice sneakers there.
That they're well taken care of.
And I'm the only person that needs to beg. When you don't have, when you have a shoe there, can you give me so that I can go to school? Because I went to school many years without clothes. I remember one teacher chased me away because I was wearing clothes from a jean from home. But he did not understand what was going on in my life, and I could not tell. Because these things that I speak about, and even in the book, are things that I've never, some of them I've never told anyone about them. I kept them to myself for many years. But I believe by speaking about them, I'm releasing those yearly burdens that even sometimes they fight my thoughts. They fight my thoughts, questioning myself, am I really a good husband? Am I not going to become like him?
Because these men in your life did not set a good example. Your grandfather let you down, your father let you down, your uncles are letting you down. It's like, which male figure is setting a good example for you?
No one, because I had to teach myself how to love. I had to teach myself how to be responsible. I had to teach myself how to become a father.
How not to be abusive, because that's all you know.
Yeah.
See, when that's all you know, that's all you know. It's like, this is how I respond to a situation. If you don't know better, because that's all you saw. So how does your mind interpret something different when you're in a relationship or a marriage outside of what you know and what your mind knows? Because that's psychological damage. Sometimes you do things because it's inevitable. That's all you know.
Yes, it happened in certain instances when I dated somebody, and then we were in an argument, and I slept there. And I sat down, but I said, this is not me. This is not the life that I want to live.
But it's what has been begged. It's what your memory knows, you know? It's your conscious, at that moment that says, this is not right, right? But at the same time, it's like, I don't know any other way.
I didn't know how to negotiate with my wife or my girlfriend.
Yeah.
To negotiate and sit down and say, no, this is a cup, we're going to buy it. I only knew his ruthlessness, his way. Or there is no 100%. Any other way by the Spirit of God. But certain things, I believe certain things are spiritual and are physical through power of the Holy Spirit. Because it was not only the abuse, but the poverty inside the family. You understand? Everybody was dying, nobody.
Yeah.
My grandfather died, nobody. My uncles, all of them. So everyone, it was like, it was a spirit.
I wanted to say, Pella Prophet is like a spirit.
Yeah.
It really is.
It was a spirit that has bound us for many years. And I believe that's what, when time goes by, the Holy Spirit revealed that it is because your mother slept with the cousin. So because in the spirit, it's not about synonyms, it's about blood. So that blood, opened a door. He opened a door of poverty.
Yeah.
So it it came into my point that I sat down. I said, see, this life that we live, it is very raw. Because everybody is dying poor. Even me, I have ideas. I'm intelligent.
Mm.
But each and every time when I touch something, I lose it. Something is wrong. What is happening? Number two, it is what has happened. Even my grandfather killed.
Bloodline.
So it brought every curse and in open a portal for demonic entities to operate in our life in power of the Holy Spirit. So every person, my younger brothers, they will go to school, but everyone, when he reached grade 11, they leave school. All of them.
Sure.
I was the only person that completed his matric. All of them, they did not. So for many years, I sat down and asked myself, God, what is the meaning? What is poverty? Why this abuse? Why this hatred among us? Why this war? Understand? So that's when, but before that, that's when I met that lady that falsely accused me for rape. So I was sitting there in the prison. Because she opened a charge and I was arrested on Sunday.
How old were you then?
I was 18.
Sure.
And then Monday she came and she apologized. But I was already in prison. And I had to stay. You know, in prison you have to wait for your bail. After you receive your bail, the parents and stuff must go back and look for money. Because
to bail you out, remember, it's a process.
We come from a poor family.
Yeah.
500, it was a lot of money for you to be bailed out. So I had to.
Were you dating her? Were you guys in a relationship?
Yes.
So for whatever reason, she just decided she's gonna make up this thing.
No, she wanted me to leave my the mother of my child. So I refused. I said no, I can't do that. That woman, she's pregnant with my child. So now she collaborated the story. And then when she collaborated the story, I end up in prison. And in prison, it was worse. They wanted to rape me in prison. So
because you were accused of rape. So it was almost like a punishment for you to say, this is what you did on the outside.
Now we're going to do it to you. So I had to... I remained in prison for 3 months and fighting for my life every day.
3 months?
Fighting for my life every day because I had to fight with different guys each and every day who tried to rape me. I remember clearly when my sister came to visit me because I was in with older guys. So my sister came to see me and then she saw my eyes were swollen. Everything about me was swollen. She looked at me, she started to cry. She started to cry. Went to the police officer, said, take out this guy from this cell and stuff like that. But I remember, that's when I encountered Jesus. I remember when my grandmother was abused, she used to pray. She used to scream, Jesus. Jesus, help me. In Setswana, it's Modimo Ntuse. She used to say that. Now, in that moment, I made a decision. I said, because that time I didn't even know what church is or the Bible is. I was just sitting here remembering the words of my grandmother. And I said, God, if you help me to come out of prison, I will go to church until I die. So, that was the covenant that I made with God. I exchanged my soul for my freedom. So in that moment, after 3 days or 4 days, I hear the keys locked, opening. They're calling out my name. God.
What?
They were calling out my name, Kagiso, come out. And then I came out, and the lady went and withdraw charges against me. So that was the first encounter when I met my Savior, Jesus Christ.
And you knew at that moment, Jesus saved me.
I will never forget in my life.
Wow.
I knew, God, I have the surety.
It's Him.
It is Him
who intervened.
Who intervened in that moment. Because it sink it into my spirit. Even today, I remember how I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And how I was praying. One guy who were with in prison said, "Iwan, don't pray. Don't pray," because I was like this, praying silently.
Ooh.
Say, "Jesus, help me. If you help me, I will go to church until I die."
This is a person at that time who does not know
does God, no church. Does not know church. You just remember God. The sound of your grandmother's prayer.
Because people think that God only manifests himself in the church. No.
Ooh.
He called the Gentiles out of the dark domain and is bringing them into his house.
Hush.
Because now, salvation these days, we weigh it with metaphysical objects,
yay,
cars, money,
hey,
but not through encounter of God's
ooh,
power.
Come on now.
There is no longer power in the church.
Hmm.
Testimonies such as what I have encountered God with, because I'm going to talk more about what God has done in my life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Because I remember after that, I left prison and went back. My cousin called me and said, "Visit me and come and work with me in Joburg. I will help you to get a job." When I got there, he said, "No, let's go to church." So you see, now, what are the odds? When I get there, I say, "But I didn't come for church yet."
I'm going to place you in a place where you must come to me.
Yes. And I went to the church. I started going to church. He started to teach me how to pray. And then I started praying by the Spirit of God. One day I was walking, looking for work. And when I was walking, I remember I was singing one song. We walk in the light of God.
Yay.
I was walking towards a certain place, and then I saw a rainbow attached to my body and attached to heaven by the Spirit of God. Immediately, I sensed such true power entering inside of me in that moment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was desperately looking for a job. Remember, I visited my friend, my cousin.
Yeah.
He was working, I was not working. So I had no clothes, nothing. So I had to, when I came back from there, I received 5 calls of jobs.
Yeah.
And say, "We have been looking for you."
After doors that encounter. Were open.
Doors were open immediately.
Shoo.
I had to sit down and...
When Jesus loves you. Like your conviction, like I feel like Jesus personally fetched you. Like he personally blessed you. Yeah.
It's my own. Because
your encounters aren't like, you know, on the pulpit during church, someone preaching
from prison.
Like he's constantly heard your name.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
I believe I have what is called the jealousy of God. God is too jealous about me.
Yes.
Because each and every, even people who have done bad things to me, severe consequences have happened to them. So even that lady that accused me of rape, she was then after rape 2 times. Even today, last year I was with my cousin, because I've not been there in years. My cousin said, "Listen, you need to come there and forgive that lady. Her life is messed up."
So the thing that she actually confessed actually happened.
Yes. And now she was raped.
She lied about.
She was raped by 3 guys in this step. And it's a very, very painful thing by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
But after that, that's when I started to have encounters with Jesus. Other encounters, it was the day of the Armageddon. I saw the coming of Jesus. I was in the spirit. I was in the vision. Then I saw heaven open, riding on a white horse with servants of God. They were in other horses.
Yeah.
And Satan was preparing angels to attack him. But at the end of the day, Jesus Christ overcame him by the word of God in power of the Holy Spirit. And then I moved, I prayed, I continued with prayer.
Yeah.
The second encounter is when God anointed me as a man of God. Because the anointing, it does not only manifest in the flesh.
Yes,
when you are called by God, it has to manifest in the spirit.
Come on. Yeah.
Because come that on. Is, people do not understand anointing. Anointing is legality and permission that God has given you authority to stand on his behalf on earth in the name of Jesus
and
Christ.
Become a mouthpiece.
Become a mouthpiece.
It's an honor.
Now, I was there in the spirit. I saw myself walking in the passage of the church.
Mm.
When I was walking in the passage of the church towards the altar,
yeah,
that's when I saw myself, I hear two voices.
Mm.
One voice said, this is Joshua Selman. The other voice said, no, this is Benson Idahosa. So immediately angels' wings came out of me.
Yeah.
So, but after that, when I look again on my right hand, I saw demon manifesting. Strong demons, they started to manifest. I look at my left, I saw demons manifesting strong.
Yeah.
And I went down, I was kneeling down. That's when the oil of God was put on top of my head. Now I'm going to explain why my life was a painful life.
Hey.
Because now that's when the Holy Spirit in time revealed they wanted to kill you before time.
Yes.
Because now you are a voice of their generation.
You are chosen.
So now the demons, all these pains, all these present times, the enemy wanted to destroy you before time, but I've hidden you in pain.
Ah.
I've hidden you under stress. I've hidden you under rejections.
Yeah.
Because everybody, when I grew up, hated me. And I said myself, why do people hate me? Friends, when I come closer, they will depart from me.
Yeah.
And I was asking myself, why this life, Jesus Christ? And I never understood, because even when I was young, I could not sleep closing my eyes. I was seeing images of demons.
Yeah.
So I had to sleep opening my eyes this. But I was not aware by then for what is happening until now. I encountered Jesus through power of the Holy Spirit when God anointed me. But one thing that I want to give advice to, people, they don't understand. That voice that said, you are Joshua Selman, it does not mean Joshua Selman is my spiritual father. Yes. It's a mental. Because Joshua Selman is an apostle. So I'm an apostle too. I study Joshua Selman and he reveals more of my mental in the power of the Holy Spirit.
And the oil was a sign of anointing.
Yes. So now, after that, that's when I saw myself sitting with other pastors.
Yeah.
And then we were drinking out of a cup. And a cup was flowing with oil. That's why God said, I anoint you with the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the message, more especially, that's when I speak, you must listen. I always say by the Spirit or in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It is because it is what has been given to me. And in time, I literally saw the Holy Spirit with my own eyes. I saw him with my own eyes and when I saw him, I thought I saw Jesus. I wanted to kneel down, but the voice of the Spirit said, no, this is not the Holy Spirit, don't bow.
This is not Jesus.
This is not Jesus, don't bow. So I saw him, his body was flames of fire with colors of rainbow. That's when I encountered him by the Spirit of God. So God took me into the secret place. That's when I started to pray. Each and every day I pray because I love prayer more than going to church.
prayer. Anytime is the time you pray.
Prayer
comes naturally to you.
Prayer is no longer my lifestyle. Wow. I've concluded that prayer has become a spirit that has become my friend. That communicate with me. Even when I'm sitting at home, he will pray. Pray, and then I'll start to pray in the Holy Spirit of God. So that's how I had so many encounters. The last encounter, I have many encounters, but I'm just going to give you a few.
Yeah.
One of the encounters is when I was sitting with friends in the spirit. And as I was sitting, There was an antichrist there, a person opposing Christians. And they said, no, but we're going to bring Kagiso. He's the one that knows the Bible very well. And I said, give me my Bible. Let me sit down. When I sat down, opened the Bible. But this Bible was written in another language. The language that Jesus spoke about when he said, Eloi lama sabachthani, mene mene tekele, in the Old Testament. That was the language that was written. But I remember when I was growing, I loved to read the Bible. So there is one day that encounter manifest. I opened the Bible, but when I was reading for 5 minutes, it was a different writing language. And I said, for 5 minutes, when I done that, I came back to my senses. I still regretted, why did I do that that day? Because maybe I could have understood. It has not yet been revealed to me, but it is the mysteries of God. Because people stop believing in Jesus Christ because of what is happening in the world. But he is the still savior of mankind. And Jesus can still use men through prophets by the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember that I come from a very family that is very poor. So it concerned me. Why are we poor? Why all these things are happening? Marriage are aborted. All these things. No one is progressing in the family. That one day I made a decision to go to the secret place and pray. But before that, let me just give you. One day when I was praying, I saw demons sitting in the sky. Three of them, it was like a table, and there were three demons taking notes. Because the enemy is always taking notes for the sins of man, so that you can accuse. Who you accuse us before God. So that's when the Holy Spirit revealed. These are territorial demons that are operating in towns, in regions, and in kingdoms through power of the Holy Spirit. Because what we know as the body of Christ, we only know a spiritual warfare of which is sangomas, and those are the lowest in the spirit, because we already have power in Christ Jesus. You don't need to waste your time.
But come on now.
There are spirit that are holding, they are holding lives of people. In terms of generational curses, they the patterns of this world, the plans of this world,
the stronghold.
You are there as a Christian, because the question that we must ask ourselves, why we say in the name of Jesus Christ, but people are not getting blessed? Because we do not understand the law of the Spirit. Because the Spirit speak a different voice, and the natural speak a different voice. I can come in the natural and say Jesus Christ is the Lord. It does not make an impact, because a natural man does not discern the things of the spirit. So, but a spirit man is the person that discern the things of the spirit, discern times and season, as the sons of Issachar did in power of the Holy Spirit. So, as I was praying by the Spirit of God, that's when God started to reveal what is happening within the body of Christ. To be honest, there are no miracles anymore in the church. The miracles that we know, the Paul miracle, the blind seeing.
Ah, come on.
Listen, bring me at the church. Bring me at the church where they took out somebody from a street kid and he became a millionaire. When was the last time you saw that miracle?
Wheelchair and genuinely.
Genuinely.
We're not talking not false prophets. We're not talking genuine, you know? Leprosies. The deaf to hear now.
Those things are no longer manifesting. Why? Because we do not understand the laws of the Spirit. The laws of the Spirit says the Prince of Persia blocked an archangel. The question is, how is it possible that an archangel can be blocked? But because an archangel is not an ordinary angel. Is an angel, more especially the Bible says it is Gabriel. And Gabriel stand before the presence of God. How can he be defeated by the enemy? And it is not possible. But because in the spiritual realm, it's not about demons or angels. It's about legality, authority.
Territorial.
Because now our grandparents have given territories demons' legality over territories.
It's flat lies. So now broken.
Angels cannot operate. For example, let me make an example. Mm. You go to a sangoma, and a sangoma attach a spirit to you.
Yes.
That spirit has legality over your life. It is no longer Jesus who has legality over your life. Now you're going to come and say Jesus, but the spirit is going to go back to Jesus, but this person gave me permission over this
body.
There
was a covenant that was
made.
That was made there.
So you can operate here. You
and that bloodline will go to your kids and your killed kids. So some people are actually fighting bloodlines they've got nothing to do with. But because there was a door, permission that was, a covenant that was made.
That's why we need to go back to the rules of the spirit and say, sit down and say, where did you grow up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is your father?
Yes.
And sit down. Because I had to go back and say, the Lord said, go and close that door that your father opened.
My God.
Your grandfather opened.
That's
I had to go and remain in the spirit and say, now, whatever the enemy has done,
Come
I uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm. So that's how my life started to change. But now we must understand that territorial power is the Prince of Persia that is blocking miracles within the church. That territorial power is the spirit of Mammon. This spirit blocks the children of God. Because when you send CV, you need to remember, because of the laws of the spirit, you need to obey a certain spirit for you
That's
to prosper.
It.
If you are not obeying a certain spirit, then something is wrong. It's either the spirit of Jesus Christ or the spirit of the devil. Now, because of our forefathers, they believe too much in ancestral beliefs. Those ancestral beliefs have covenanted us because they covenanted us through sangomas, initiation school, believing, because an ancestral belief is just a cover up behind this witchcraft. Because how do you say you have to bow down before a snake and you call it ancestral belief? It is witchcraft. It's nothing, there is nothing there. It's just that our ancestors love witchcraft more than they love God. Because the scripture says, that's why I always tell people who failed us, it's not us, it is our grandparents, our ancestors. Because they rejected us to teach us the law of this book. And they taught us a different law. And that law has imprisoned many into generational curses, into poverty, into
and
delays.
And there's a reason why it's called generational curses. Because it comes from somewhere. We need to uproot. You need to go back. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Because sometimes you just don't understand why you are, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you work, those jobs don't come. It goes far back. Far back.
Because my worry was, I'm getting a contract, because I remember I lost a contract of 1.5 million. I was supposed to be rich. They said, this is the contract, come and sign. But immediately something happened. Things changed. And it was happening to me occasionally.
And then I knew something is not right.
Something it is not right. I'm losing battles. But how can I lose battles as a child of God? Understand? So now that's when the Holy Spirit started to reveal these things to me. One of the spirit, again, that the Holy Spirit revealed is the spirit of whoredom. A program of sexual immorality, program of lust of any kind. This is what is happening in the church, because you enter into territory not knowing that there is a spirit of whoredom there. As a pastor or as a person, you came there with right intention. All of a sudden, you start sleeping around in the church because you have not conquered that territorial power. So that spirit
is controlling you.
I remember it happened to me. And I still ask God, why? I moved from where I was born to Rustenburg. All of a sudden, when I arrived there, there's so much lust in me. Because that was the spirit that was operating in that place. Sure. I needed now to sit down and fight the spirit.
And doesn't mean those people are not called. Doesn't mean they're not pastors. You find really powerful pastors. And these are deep things, right? But these are things that are real. They happen. And the person knows, I'm called, but there's this spirit. So there are things that need to be overcome.
If you're not overcoming anything, you cannot bless people. Because if I overcome the spirit of lust, I can give you the power over it.
Yes.
So now,
can't help
what is happening in the church. It is, you see pastor sleeping with another pastor. Mm. It is very wrong. Sexual immorality within the body of Christ. Because we don't understand territorial powers. We don't understand spirits that rules. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against rulers, principalities, and powers. So those powers rules. They rules everything. People now start sleeping with animals. Ask yourself, where does, if
that thing come from?
What does this thing come from? But is that spirit? Because that spirit makes sure that those spirits make sure that the love of God is separated from mankind. The next spirit that God taught me that I'm going to talk about, even regarding the rapture, is the spirit of Azazel. One day I was in a church. They invited me to a certain church, but when I get there, I discern there is no spirit of God in this place. There is no spirit of God because the negative energy, because
you
the,
can feel it.
You can feel it, or this, this is not the energy of the Holy Spirit. Because the energy of the Holy Spirit, it has love inside of it.
Pure, man.
But this one, it was wrong. So I left. I said to the lady, listen, I'm in a hurry. I need to leave. So my wife is waiting for me. Let me go. I'll come back to you. Because I didn't want to tell him, this is a wrong spirit that is inside here. And so when I left, when I was busy there, I remember I was on a call and a word sink into my spirit, Azazel, Azazel. And I said, what is this, Azazel? Let me go and Google it. That's when the Holy Spirit revealed. Now, the spirit of Azazel is a spirit that teaches wrong doctrine in the body of Christ. It is the spirit
deceiving people.
Deceiving people. There are many people that think they have the Holy Spirit. They have the spirit of Azazel inside of them in power of the Holy Spirit. Now, people come and say there is rapture. But which spirit are they speaking? Because it's either you are talking about rapture in the spirit of God or in the spirit. Because you must listen to them. All of them, they've encountered an angel before. And then when they've encountered an angel, remember what the scripture is saying. Because everything that we speak about, it must be revealed through scripture.
That's it.
Now, there is a demon, this Azazel, is a demon that masquerading itself as an angel of light. It comes to saints. It comes to saints and say, thou says the Lord. Understand? Because the question is, if you have the Holy Spirit, you must reveal Jesus. You must reveal the seraphims, the cherubims, the principality, the power, the thrones, and messengers in the Holy Spirit of God. Because even when you talk about demons, you are not preaching. It is not a sermon.
No, that's not preaching.
It is not even the message of the church.
I already say that to my sister. I'm like, if you're going to get on the pulpit and talk about demons, there's no sermon there.
There's no sermon there. Remember, most of them, they are focusing on hell.
Their assignment is to preach about the love of the God, the news. Son of God.
So now when you come, this is a spirit. It inflicts fear in mankind. It's a spirit that inflicts fear.
And what's the motive? I always ask then, what's the motive of having people in fear? Because that's how cults start.
Operate.
Yes. You get them because everybody's scared, and then that's how people join cults, because now all of them are scared to die in hell.
Yes.
So now you got them where you want them, and then they'll believe anything that you say.
That's what I'm saying, because Jesus Christ, he took the Israelites out with an everlasting love.
Yes.
So the first thing that you must do when you follow Jesus is to love him, not to fear him.
Yes.
So now, this spirit is a spirit that even when I was there praying in the Holy Spirit, the same spirit that wanted to enter inside of me. Because now I was sealed by the Spirit of God. I heard something hidden behind me. Like it was making a sound, boo, boo, boo. Behind me. And a fear knocked my heart. And I asked God, I said, this is the same spirit that people go to mountains and they come back with. They did not come with the Holy Spirit. Because majority of them, they went to mountain. Majority of them, they saw an angel. Because Paul is saying, if an angel preach another gospel Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is this, his burial, his resurrection,
yes,
his death,
yes,
repentance.
Mm-hmm.
That is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So now
that's
when
the
you
gospel of truth, yeah. No other gospel.
So when you teach us, when you talk about hell, you are putting fears in the heart of men. And men now, they come in Jesus, to Jesus, with not in love, in fear. And it is not by works. Remember, our salvation is a free gift that has been given to us. So
Jesus,
we don't need makeup. We don't need how to look nice for you to be saved. I can still walk with bare foot and still be saved in power. Because I'm saved by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
I'm not saved because I go to church. I'm saved because I accepted Jesus in the Spirit as my personal Savior. And it is not works, it is confession and believing in my...
That confession is your covenant. Like I always say, it's just like when you're making vows, that's how powerful vows are. Today you can be not married, but the minute you make those vows,
and you confess,
that's how much power it is. So the covenant of Jesus
married.
Christ, the minute when we say confess it with your mouth, that's a covenant. You're crediting a covenant to say, I am now a child of God, I'm born again.
Yes.
You know, it's a powerful covenant.
Now, that's why... Now, that's when the Holy Spirit was revealing to me this spirit. And many pastors operate in that spirit. Many men of God, they say, I've been into hell. But how will it benefit you? Certain things are revealed as a testament of God's power, not as something that must be preached. Because many people now in South Africa believe in works. They're losing their salvation. Many people have opened churches, believe in such doctrines. And now it is a spirit. It's an ancient spirit now that is operating within the body of Christ. Because the question when you come and say rapture is going to happen in these days, in this date, now the question that we must ask you, is Jesus Christ a liar? Because he said in his word that only the Father knows. And he said, I'm God, I change it not. So he has not changed. So how can he change now? If they say Jesus Christ said, this is what is happening in rapture in this day, but it contradicts what Jesus Christ has said. Jesus Christ, only the Father knows. So now it means they did not meet the real Jesus. They met that spirit that masqueraded itself as an angel of light. Because everything that manifests through our life, it must be scripturally based. If it is not, it's a lie.
You know, if there's one thing that breaks my heart, and I always have this conversation. Sorry, we need to close. I know we're out of time, guys. Is how when the body of Christ is not in alignment or agreement. And that breaks my heart so much, because I'm like, the time where we're supposed to be united and agreeing, we don't agree. And I always tell my sister, I'm like, okay, how many churches are there? Let's say in the city of Johannesburg, right? And all of us are preaching different things, but all of us are saying we are Christian. And then there's a prophecy, but the prophecies are not aligned. I'm like, but God is not a God of confusion. God is not a liar.
He's not a man.
And he can't change his mind on something that he said. And when it happens like this, I stop and pause and I'm like,
scripture.
Can the noise come down? And the only reference we can go back to
is the Bible.
For closing,
is the word.
Let me say this.
The word, yeah.
We must go back and check with them. Because a person will come and say, I've met Jesus. But the question that we must ask, are you born of the Spirit of God? That is the first question. Are you speaking in the Spirit or in the flesh? Because some of them check their life, go back to their background. They are not born of the Spirit of God. So now, because God does not contradict himself, he will never call somebody out there who has not yet, because being born of the Spirit, it means you have a relationship with Jesus. So the question is, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? And things that you reveal, they must be kingdom, must be kingdom revelation,
that
not the dark world revelation. Because when you teach me our Satan, what is it going to benefit me in the spirit and in the flesh? Because now we must go back and ask, you are saying now you have met Jesus Christ. but are you born again? Because majority mm-hmm. of them, they just come out and say, I've met Jesus. They've never been in the church. Some of them, they have never been in the church.
Sure.
Some of them, they've never confessed. So they are confessing out of the parameter of Jesus. Yeah. And not
isn't
in
the last days that the Bible warns us about?
You understand?
You know that in the last days, like how many people are saying that I am of God? And again, the scripture has warned
us
about the last days. But when it happens, people are still like, nah, these people are of God. This person's of God. Like, it's important to have a relationship with God so that you're able to have a discerning spirit. And that is very, very important. But unless you have a relationship with God and you have the Holy Spirit in you, you will be... Listen, you'll be taken from Cape to Cairo. Like, and you'll go through the most, because you will not be able to tell if something is true or not.
Mm.
And we need the Spirit of God in these last days to be able to discern if something is from God and if something is not of God.
Listen, there are many churches in South Africa. But 90% of them, they are not from God. Because churches are not vetted by the name. Because a name is just an organization.
Mm, sure.
The fact that I'm an apostle, it means nothing. Because it's just an office.
Yeah.
My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
When my body have received the Spirit of the Lord, I am the church.
Yes.
So everybody in this world who seek the Spirit that has been poured to all flesh, that's person will become the church of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. So people have gifts, have prophecies, but they don't have the Spirit in them. They are not the church.
Yeah.
They are not the church. So that is the true. The last message that I need to give to the world is repent.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is coming through power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
I don't know the time. I don't know when.
But he's the soon coming king.
Salvation is a progressive repentance. You repent each and every day out of your mistake in the Holy Spirit of God. And we must go back to the rules of the Spirit. Preach holiness.
Amen. Yes.
Preach holiness until you die. Because holiness is where the power of God is. The signs and the wonder that God manifested through my life, healing anointings, they manifested because I abstained. Because holiness means separated.
Yes.
You separate yourself from this world so that you can be attached to God. Mm-hmm. So the only way, if a pastor is a fornicator, he cannot perform miracles. He cannot perform signs and wonders. And I cannot speak the mind of God. Because it's not attached. It's not about prophecy. It's about relationship at the end of the day. It's about, do you have the Holy Spirit? It's about, are you sanctified? Are you holy?
Sure.
Have you met the standard of God in power of the Holy? If you do not met the standard of God, how do you contain the power of God? Because in you, because remember, in the Spirit is transfer of spirits.
Yeah.
If I say to you, in holiness, Jesus heals you. The Spirit of Jesus Christ come That's out it. And enter. Yeah, but now, if I'm a liar, a fornicator, the Spirit of Satan will come out and enter.
You are busy praying for people.
Yeah, that's why people are going to hell. Pastors are going to hell, not because they are sinners. Everybody can be forgiven of their sins.
Mm.
But they've created a nations of seed of darkness into the hearts of men. So it became a nation, and God said, you are a holy nation. Now they created a dark nation.
Because they imparted
those spirits inside of them.
Inside of the people.
Because now
when God has trusted you with his people, it's a serious office.
Yes.
It's not glamorous to say you are called. It's a serious office. And you will be accountable for each soul.
The most painful thing is to become a pastor. That is the most painful thing. Because you must walk away from beautiful women outside there.
Mm.
Maintain yourself by the Spirit.
Mm.
No, for my wife, she's my rib. That's it. So now we have pastors. The church is full of fornicators, liars. And then we clap hands. We say, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Now we are going back to the rules of the Spirit. Holiness or nothing. That is the standard of God.
Yay.
Amen.
Holiness.
Apostle K. Drops mic.
Yes.
Drops mic.
Sure.
Yay. Wow. We have nothing to add.
I hope that you have learned something from this. It's one of those episodes you don't watch it once. You watch it again and again because you have to process so many things.
Yeah.
And the beginning was so emotional, really just hearing your story for me. I was in disbelief that, you know, people can
go through that.
Go through all of that. You know how God can give you the capacity to be able to endure all of that. But at the end, it makes sense that he had all of this in store for him. And by the grace of God, you know, in the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to unlock the true essence of who he really was and what God wanted him to be here on this earth. I can't wait to read your book, Apostle.
Yeah, is the book available?
It's going to be available next month.
Okay.
I'll send you the copies.
Please do. Okay, where is it going to be available?
Next month.
Online. I'm saying, is it going to be available online or directly sales?
All the platforms.
Okay. So that means you must come back next month when the book comes out.
Yeah, there's no rapture. I don't know where I'm coming. There is no rapture. God promised me money. Now there is rapture. I refuse.
You're waiting for your money.
I refuse.
He's waiting for the release of his book because you're going to buy his book in September.
And he must get money for his book. Okay, we'll see you in the next one from myself, Innocent. And Millicent and Apostle K. It's bye for now.
I've been through the most. Been through the most.